Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Forbes magazine, assisted by the Heritage Foundation, has declared an end to the environmental movement. Not for the reason you might expect Forbes to embrace, but because, and I quote, "we are all environmentalists now." Likewise, it has declared an end to worry about climate change because, and again I quote, "many people see global warming as a problem for the future, not the present." This is optimism of the same stripe as the man who, having fallen 50 floors from the roof of a 60-story skyscraper, says to himself, "well, nothing bad has happened yet." The motivation for this amazing piece of op-ed propaganda is perfectly clear. Forbes exists to pander to gazillionaires who made or inherited their money from enormous industrial enterprises. The Heritage Foundation exists to help ultra-conservatives spray their political emissions with a gloss of academic respectability. As we shall see, the shine does nothing to improve the smell. The article helpfully offers to help us understand why the public isn't warming to the climate change debate. It leads off this way. Many environmental activists, fueled by generous support from super-wealthy Democratic donors, are vowing to make climate change a top priority in the 2014 elections and beyond. There are several reasons why they won't be successful, but the main one may surprise you. Well, framing is everything. If you keep reading this tract, you have accepted that the only people who think climate change should be a top priority in 2014 or beyond are environmental activists and super wealthy Democrats. Just a tiny special interest group doomed to fail. Nothing here to make a plutocrat spew his morning latte. The article nods to the fact that most Americans now accept that the climate is changing, whether or not because of human activity is simply left out of consideration. The point made here is that people know about it, but they don't give a darn. Only the activist minority is trying to make a big deal out of it. Them and 97% of the scientists who have studied it. But they're going to fail for four reasons. One, it's not here yet. The article says polls over the past several decades show that people are usually most concerned about environmental problems they can see in their backyards. Another thing that polls over several decades have shown is that any country that governs by polls is doomed. Reason number two, people don't trust the media, which exaggerate the threats of global warming. Who can forget, the article asks, Time's overheated tagline for its April 2006 cover story on global warming. The tagline? Be worried. Be very worried. Earth at the tipping point. Seriously, that's their Exhibit A for media hype. The Union of Concerned Scientists found that 93% of Fox News stories about climate change aired in 2012 were wrong or misleading. 93% of them. 72% in 2013. Who you gonna trust? Reason number three, we're all environmentalists now, and it's hard to make a political issue out of a commitment shared by almost all of us. Go ahead. Savor that sentence. Written by two anti-scholars at the Heritage Foundation for the magazine of record for the plutocracy. There's no issue here because we all agree. And on what planet, dear anti-scholars of the unthinkable tank, do you spend the majority of your time? And reason four, the one, as they said, that might surprise you is that Americans, having authorized in the 1960s the saving of the environment, and having seen that done to their satisfaction, are now content to have the masters of the universe grapple with the details of finishing the job. I'm quoting here, "Their neglect is benign, a backhanded compliment to representative democracy, an indication of confidence in the process." And there you have it. The environmental movement succeeded in the 1970s, saved the environment, converted us all, and now we are fat, happy, and content to let the masters of the universe rule on. Set down your pens, close up your blogs, unplug your microphones, because it's over. No, seriously, it's over. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.